ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, a little more optimistic in a letter to Congress, saying the government will not run out of money to pay its bills now until June 5th, slightly later than the previous prediction. Even more monetary optimism about the debt ceiling talks from Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves. He is a top negotiator for Republicans.
There are outstanding issues. We are not there. But I think we've, you know, really identified where the biggest differences are.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton urging his supporters to peacefully protest tomorrow at the state capitol in Austin. Republican-led State House of Representatives setting an historic Saturday vote to possibly impeach Paxton and suspend him from office. Ukrainian intelligence says Russian forces are ready to do something in the coming hours at a big nuclear power plant in Ukraine to provoke an international investigation so Russians can regroup. Russian official accusing Ukraine of the same. This is ABC News. A major opioid distributor says it hopes it can reach a settlement to continue to operate after the DEA levied sanctions.
Nearly 4 years after a judge called for harsh penalties for drug distributor Morrison Dixon because of what he called cavalier disregard for opioid rules, the DEA has suspended the distribution license of the Louisiana-based company. Federal probe found the company shipped 12,000 unusually large orders of opioids in a four-year period, but only filed three suspicious order reports with the DEA. The three largest distributors have already agreed to pay more than $1 billion in penalties and fines. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Last month's crash of a Japanese moon probe being blamed on a software error and a last-minute flight change. Officials at iSpace, a private company that launched a mission today, said a change of landing site confused the probe's software and sent it smashing into the moon's surface. The Dow closing up 328 points. Andy Field, ABC News.
Hey folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County board member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. And so 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but three University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddie Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Stop and see the spring blooms at the garden. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens want you to see all the blooms throughout the gardens, 350,000 of them, in fact. They await you now through May 31st. On May 27th through the 29th, celebrate to pier at Voyager Park. There'll be music, food, kids area, and of course, fireworks. And don't forget the Memorial Day Parade, all happening in De Pere. And on May 27th, the Green Bay Farmers Market takes place in downtown Green Bay. Visitors can experience a host of fresh, locally grown produce. It's all going on from 9 until 11:30 a.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this the Thank God It's Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Wow. Hey, man. I'm doing fantastic. Great to see you on this gorgeous Monday here in Milwaukee. Evan, working the board, our fair audience, another wonderful week coming up to the holiday weekend, man. I am stoked.
I don't know why we're always so thankful for the weekends. I do a hell of a lot of yard work and cleaning and stuff, man.
Yeah, you got to keep moving, man. Keep moving, Crudy.
I did. I'm showing my age. I feel my stiffness in my back mostly.
Yeah.
Did some mulching, thatching.
Yeah, man. Now, did you go get the bags of mulch or did you get like some delivered?
Oh, no. Crudy carried the mulch. In fact, I bought a new dolly at the store just to make it easier to get it from the car to the backyard. But, you know, my wife's accumulating stuff for the garage, apparently, so I thought she could use the dolly at the house.
Well, you got a lot of room in that garage. You don't need a car, man. You got the dolly.
18 bags of mulch, 5 bags of soil, and a stiff back, Dom. And I didn't even do most of the work. Saturday, my wife out there working her ass off. She, at no point did she state an intent to do lawn work on Saturday. And by Sunday night, she's bragging, yeah, I did like 22 hours of lawn work. I'm like, who asked you to? I mean, my neighbor, Ken and Claudia, they were out in the yard yesterday, and they're like, well, apparently she caught you, because then Sunday I got stuck doing my share of lawn work. And I said, yeah, Saturday I was actually cleaning the inside of the house. You know, trying to be domesticated because I'm watching my wife work outside and I wanted no part. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, man, washing some dishes doesn't seem like a half bad job right about now.
She looks like she's working pretty hard out there. Go, hon.
Yard work.
It's a beautiful weekend, though, man. I mean, you don't mind doing a little work when it's sunny and 75 out, do you?
I always mind doing a little work, Tom. Inherently lazy. Lazy. You know, in terms of physical, laboriously.
Physically, sort of not work. Mentally, physically.
You don't see any calluses in these hands.
No, you have such soft, smooth hands, man. You and Trump, very soft.
At least they're not small like yours. Dom, let's talk about the working men and women right here in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, there's some great news out. And I'd like to go to the reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn. Construction, manufacturing helped drive record job growth, reduce unemployment in April. Well, we're now into May, but, you know, it's a trailing thing. So for the second consecutive month, Wisconsin broke new records in April for low unemployment and new job creation, the State Labor Department reported Thursday. That was under Governor Scott Walker, right?
Yeah, 200,000 jobs, at least. That's the floor, the minimum. Oh, wait.
250,000 jobs.
Oh, 250. Oh, my apologies.
Didn't get there in 8 years. This is a new job record for the state, said Dennis Winters, chief economist for the Department of Workforce Development. That's under Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Yes, the Democratic governor.
It's amazing how that works.
Weird.
The state counted more than 3 million jobs in April. A gain of 51,500 from a year ago and 9,600 jobs ahead of the number recorded at the peak in the early 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic. So we are at peak jobs in the state of Wisconsin's history.
We gained everything back.
Most reported jobs. We've beyond COVID. More than 2.6 million of the jobs in April were in the private sector, 41,900 more than a year ago. So again, also very good. Wisconsin counted 12,200 people employed in April, an increase of over 14,000 over March, 14,000 in a month. I mean, Scott Walker had years where we didn't gain 14,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate dropped to 2.4% in April. I've never heard of a 2.4 unemployment rate on a statewide. That is also a new low, Winter said. Any percentage point below the U.S. unemployment rate of 3.4, we're 30% below the national unemployment rate. The state recorded 72,900 people unemployed and looking for work, another new low. It's the lowest unemployed number of Wisconsinites also. We expect the unemployment rate to remain low, Winter said. Jobs appear plentiful and employers continue to hire. Well, until Republicans blow up the economy, Dom.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens there. More from Eric Gunn at the Wisconsin Examiner. Wisconsin's labor force participation rate, a measure of how much of the population over 16 is working or looking for work, has reached 64.8%, which is a 2.2 percentage points over the rate for the U.S. as a whole. Employment, unemployment, and participation in the labor force data come from household surveys. We know all this. April job growth took place in virtually all sectors, according to the DWD. Manufacturing gained 5,700 compared to April of 22. Construction was up 4,700, and retail up 7,700. Health services up 8,900. Leisure and hospitality up 8,200, all over the 12-month period. While housing has hit a bit of slack after an extended growth period in Wisconsin, Winters said he expects construction employment in particular to stay strong for highways and other projects supported by expanded federal infrastructure spending. Well, we'll see if that continues. Initial unemployment insurance claims as well as continuing claims are also record lows, Winters said. If people are losing their job, they're laid off or leaving, they're getting rehired at historically rapid rate. I mean, I don't know how an employment report could get much better than this. Since the employment rebound after the initial job crash early in the pandemic, Department of Workforce Development has repeatedly pointed to an aging Wisconsin population as a looming hurdle for the state when it comes to helping employers fill job openings. In the near term, Winters said, older workers are staying in the workforce and a number of younger workers in their late teens are entering the workforce, further boosting labor participation. The underlying work challenge remains demographic. Simply, baby boomers aging out of the workforce. This is true for every occupation in all geographies.
Dominic, I wanted to point out, I've got two teenagers who have both entered the workforce. One's still in high school. He's working during the school year. The other one, now he's off college for the summer. They got him back working again. Everybody in my household is working. But the one thing I think that Republicans continue to ignore, and I know that this is broadly the story of the state of Wisconsin, but Republicans, they bemoan the lack of workers here, right? But they wonder where...
let's get the 14-year-olds to serve some liquor, right?
But what happened to the 20-somethings? My daughter doesn't live in the state of Wisconsin anymore, and I cannot imagine she's going to return to the state as long as we have, what, anti-abortion policies where abortion is banned. If she does not have control over her reproductive health, why in the hell would she want to live here?
Right.
How about prohibition on marijuana? I mean, I know it's been an issue for us since college. We've been harking about it on the radio for more than a decade.
Early innovators.
But if we didn't have the benefit of white privilege and, you know, just a complete disregard for whatever laws are on the books currently, you know, this could really cramp a guy's style.
Right.
But if I was a young person, I had these sort of decisions to make, why would I go to a state that doesn't expand Medicaid, doesn't believe in mass transit or investment in infrastructure, continues to make decisions that are contrary to what's in the best interest of their constituents? And it's really just what about giving big donors tax cuts? Because that's all these Republicans are left with, playing Santa Claus for rich people that didn't really need the benefit.
But why would the kids donate to the campaigns? You got to serve your clientele.
But why would the kids stay in Wisconsin? Why would they stay on the farm?
For the weather.
Yeah, that must be it. That great, great weather, Dom.
Crudy, Eric Gunn wraps up at the Wisconsin Examiner, specifically regarding the baby boomers aging out. In response, the state continues to focus on opportunities for people who have been overlooked as potential workers and for whom the state has programs that we're trying to do to bring all these folks back in. Acknowledging it's a favorite phrase of his when describing Wisconsin's task, Winters added, "We need everybody we can find and everybody trained up to the max and get them employed and continue to fill the jobs that employers are looking for and keep the economy growing." Eric Gunn reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner.
Yeah, but they're anti-immigrant. Not talking about the Department of Workforce Development. Of course, the legislative Republicans in charge are anti-immigrant. So we're not expanding our labor pool from outside sources. And then the kids that go to high school and graduate successfully, well, they get the hell out, many of them. I mean, we already saw a migration of so many qualified state people. Remember when Scott Walker in the Act 10? And he went after the unions, and he went after the labor and the teachers, and he villainized them. And some people said, you know what? I'm getting the hell out. And we lost a lot of good Wisconsinites. Some of them still call me. I got friends. They used to live here, but they don't anymore. Yeah. There are Badger expatriates, especially all across the warm parts of the nation. They moved out. And the kids, they continue to move out because there's very little to keep them here. And the unemployment rate, that's great. But we're going to struggle to grow this economy if we can't find a labor force. And if Republican policies continue to chase the best and the brightest away. I wish I could invite Kelsey back. Why would she stay? Why would she stay? I would discourage her from living in this state. I mean, I saw Latinos are beginning to question whether or not they want to live in the state of Florida or the state of Texas because it's getting downright, you know, let's just say not friendly to live there for them anymore. Well, it's the same way for the kids.
The NAACP put out a travel advisory for Florida, the state of Florida, with lots of liberal cities in it. I know the mayor of Tampa had something to say about that. I'm sure the people in Key West don't see themselves as conservative as much as DeSantis. I mean, you've been down to Key West, Crudy. You've been there, man. You know what a party it is.
Why would any young woman ever come to the state of Wisconsin if she doesn't control her own body while she resides here?
Because Robin Voss knows better. Just listen to Papa Voss. He'll tell you what to do.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Listen to Papa Dom or Crudy. That's it.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for staying. Do not go. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
My cousin Patrick introduced me to The Clash on Christmas Day, 1982.
Oh, well done.
First time I heard that song. Pretty sure we've listened to the whole album. Us young teenagers didn't really appreciate the Christmas vibe going on at the household. So,
well, Clash, I mean, that's a good one to turn to, Michael.
An excellent one. And, Dom, I got some breaking news.
Ooh, what's that?
Green Bay Title Town will host the NFL draft. It's just been announced moments ago. 2025, we at WGBW, because we play out there, Dom, we're in Green Bay right now. Green Bay will host the NFL draft. Talking about a party.
Oh, man, we haven't had a draft party in years. We used to do it on a weekend, right? And now they spread it out and started on like a Thursday.
Buddy, it will be a multi-day extravaganza, and it's happening in Green Bay.
Excellent.
And I think we do like a radiothon, man. We stay on the air for like 3 days straight.
Hutch.
Something like that.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll put it on the calendar.
844-967-2789. Also, I've got all sorts of events. I'm planning out our summer, Dom. I hope you join me for a few of them. I know you're always a no until you're maybe.
I gotta be convinced, man. I got things going on. I got priorities, Crudy.
Well, what about your old stomping grounds? Here's specifically, and
what's that?
Love to ask the audience. 844-967-2789. Important events. Now, we've been encouraged to go to the renewable energy event up in Stevens Point. I know Dynamo Dave from Duluth keeps asking. But the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Show in Oshkosh, I haven't been to that since my kids were young, man.
Yeah, I haven't been there in probably 25 years.
Well, guess what, Tom? I think we're going this year.
Oh, really?
Taking the show on the road down to EAA. I know you like Fridays. Maybe we'll do the Friday going into the big weekend. You can come up to Osh Vegas on a Friday and do a show, wouldn't you?
Not too far. Yeah, man. Sure.
So anyways, we'll plan for that.
We got lots to do. Lots to do.
So plan for that, like July 28th. I think that's the Friday.
2789. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll get to it. But specifically, back to the reporting here we talked about, the unemployment rate. Record employment, record low unemployment, very high, if not a record participation rate, and record of those who end up getting let go or leave their jobs rehiring in other positions. Now, when's the last time you heard any Republican here in the state of Wisconsin or around the country talk about how great it is that we have, this low unemployment, record low unemployment, 2.4% unemployment in the state of Wisconsin? Are you kidding me? 3.4% nationwide?
Buddy, if the unemployment rate had been that low in 2016, Scott Walker might have made it to Iowa.
Maybe. He's pretty bland, though. Maybe not. But what do we see? What have we heard? I mean, even most recently, and I heard Tim Scott today. Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina.
Presidential candidate, Tim Scott.
Yeah,
now
he's in. He is in. And he we'll perhaps get there in more detail, but I want to focus on one of the things he said in his speech. My mama said we could be victims or victors, and she chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. I think to myself, what are you talking about? I mean, literally, what a BS statement. You have no dignity if you say something like that. Under Biden, we have 3.4% unemployment. State of Wisconsin is 2.4%. So I don't think we're retreating away from work, Mr. Scott. And it brought me right back to the last failed Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tim Michaels. What is it with the Tims? This is what he said. Oh, we got to get people off their couches, get them back to work. We created an entire class of lazy people during COVID. It's time to get them back engaged in our economy and stop sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone. What? But they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy. There is not an unemployment rate that a Republican, low enough for a Republican not to try to use it to bash working people. We're at 2.4% in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans. How about attaboy?
Remember when we first started doing this show, Dom, and we had John Boehner, then the Speaker of the House. Where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? That was the question. It was asked during our opening of the Devil's Advocates radio show, Old School.
Yeah.
And that was way back when the unemployment rate in the United States, let's see, we started this show in 2011, Dom. The unemployment rate was hovering between 8.8 and 9%, depending on when you think our official start date was. Under Obama, we had 75 months of continuous job growth in the United States, to the point where we had to get rid of that stupid, where are the jobs? Because all we had was great job report after great job report. Now, let's not forget, the state of Wisconsin was trailing the nation under much of Scott Walker's reign, because most of his policies went to the benefit of manufacturers, and he was looking for welders constantly. Wisconsin needs welders. That's what he told the people. But the unemployment rate, Dom, when Donald Trump was elected president, if you believe he won, was 4.7%, November of 2016. The unemployment rate, let's just say April of 2020, 14.7%. Of course, there's a little pandemic going on there. But when Trump left office, the unemployment rate was 6.7%. The current unemployment rate under Joe Biden, 3.4%. The unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin under Tony Evers, 2.4%. When's it going to be Democrats Make Jobs Day up in here?
Right.
Should be every frickin' day, but they never acknowledge that, do they, Dom?
No, they do not.
And that's why we do a radio show, just to bring these things to your attention. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Are you feeling better off than you were a year ago? Many of you might say no. We'll see. 844-96-PARTY.
To stop just sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone, but they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, a little more optimistic in a letter to Congress saying the government will not run out of money to pay its bills now until June 5th, slightly later than the previous prediction. Even more monetary optimism about the debt ceiling talks from Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves. He is a top negotiator for Republicans.
There are outstanding issues. We are not there. But I think we've, you know, really identified where the biggest differences are.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton urging his supporters to peacefully protest tomorrow at the state capitol in Austin. Republican-led State House of Representatives setting an historic Saturday vote to possibly impeach Paxton and suspend him from office. Ukrainian intelligence says Russian forces are ready to do something in the coming hours at a big nuclear power plant in Ukraine to provoke an international investigation so Russians can regroup. Russian official accusing Ukraine of the same. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nat Nair. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales in April down 32.5% compared to last year, so it's still a seller's market. The Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay areas all saw home sales drop 31 to 36% in April of this year. It's even worse for homes considered more affordable for first-time buyers. The association says there are 1.7 months of inventory in the $125,000 to $200,000 range and 2 months of inventory in the $200,000 to $350,000 range. This winter, the Great Lakes saw the fourth lowest ice cover since scientists began keeping track a half century ago. Data from NOAA shows the average ice cover was only 6.2% this year. The average over the last 50 years, 24.5%. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc salutes America's armed forces and all of our military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops are our angels of freedom and our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their dedication and bravery, as well as our veterans and those who've given their lives in the line of duty. They are America's true heroes. This tribute from Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone. Just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74. Four gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
How could you do this to us after everything we've done for you?
I learned it by watching you.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. No pressure for you to call us at 844-967-2789.
And Dom, some exciting breaking news locally, although it's going to bother a lot of our conservative friends. Here's what I mean. Green Bay to host the 2025 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light.
Oh, those poor conservatives. How are they ever going to drink some watered-down beer before? Again, I mean, don't worry, folks. There's still Coors Light.
So let's see what we got here. The NFL draft experience. This was stunning to me, Dom. Let me see. Where is it? The NFL draft has become one of the biggest, most anticipated sporting events of the year since 2015. More than 2.2 million fans from across the country have attended draft festivities in person. And the 2023 draft, which was held for 3 days, attracted 54 million viewers and 312,000 fans in person.
Wow.
In Kansas City.
100,000 a day, dude.
That is a party, brother.
Yeah. Green Bay, here we come.
We'll be partying in Titletown for the NFL draft. That'll be during the, the second Biden administration, we hope. Right? 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee, a new friend. Welcome, Karina.
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know what? About the lawn, they actually giving you tickets in Bayside. They drive around with with a ruler and actually measuring your grass. And if it's more than a certain, their understanding of a length, of a tallness of a grass, then they give you a ticket about $150. I got one once. Yes, swear to God, Bayside, Wisconsin. They drive on those little, like, a golf carts to the each lawn, and if they see that the grass is long, they will measure it.
Karina, who is the grass Nazi precisely? I mean, is there, like, a designee of the municipality writing out the your grass is too long tickets? Because that doesn't sound like a very good job to me.
Yeah, it's the village. It's a village. It's a Bayside village. Actually, Bayside considered to be a Milwaukee County, even. So I don't know if it goes through a whole county or something. But this is ridiculous. Besides the point that they also charging and giving tickets to people when you don't clean a snow on your own driveway. I mean, come on now. Am I paying taxes for this? Can I please have my driveway in the snow? Who else is walking on my driveway but me?
Well, I could understand the driveway. Now, if you have the sidewalk, of course, going across your driveway, that should be plowed or cleared, don't you think?
No, we don't have a sidewalk.
Oh, there's no sidewalk. Why do they care then, Karina?
They don't want people to walk around who doesn't live in there. This is a political issue because they don't want a city water. They don't want the sideways. They don't want bus stops anywhere near to Bayside or Macron or anywhere around it because the people doesn't want another people to come across the bridge and walk around. So,
Karina, if Dominic lived in your neighborhood, you'd be glad to have no sidewalks.
I can walk on the street, man.
Yeah, but people, I mean, even though we have at least once a year, we have an accident when in the night or a dark or a windy, stormy, whatever it is, people walk. They're taking a walk, and the other people are driving, don't see them, and they hit them. We have a couple times killed people, like by branches. Like, you know, couples are walking around. There is no walk. They have to walk in the streets. Teenagers are driving. and it's in the middle of the evening and the winter, and they don't see those people.
And it's dark, right? I mean, I was just in Bayside today, Karina. There's a bike path. There's no sidewalks, and there's very limited streetlights, if I recall correctly. So you drive around the village in the nighttime, man. You don't know where you're going.
No, you're suicidal. Absolutely suicidal. And about your comments on the job and the Trump and general and Republican, listen, they concern about rich people who give them money for whatever they needed to go for vacation, for schools, for become a senator or a sit in the senator or whatever. For they just worried about the people who's giving them money, but not the people who are born disabled and need social security check. Not the people who's delivering babies as they made them to and have evic checks and they taking it away. Not about those people. They can go ahead and just disappear because there is no good out of those people except that they spending more money on the rallies to keep them at home, and they shouldn't vote at all. So we shouldn't vote, we shouldn't eat, we just should deliver the babies and shut up.
Yeah, that seems about like their plan, Karina. Thank you so much for the call. 844-967-2789. I like to push back, but I mean, it seems like a pretty good summary.
Shut up and dribble? Isn't that what they said to LeBron?
Have those babies and shut up.
844-967-2789. Dom. So the American economy, depending on who you ask, the state of Wisconsin economy doing quite well. And I think the, you know, Main Street bounce back grants, I think actually have inspired a lot of small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps the most encouraging thing that came out of the federal dollars here was the bounce back grants. Because I'm tired of seeing decimated main streets in my state. Because the Walmarts and the super centers, which get subsidized by my taxpayer dollars, because they never paid sufficient salaries or wages to their employees. But in the state of Wisconsin, we had like 5 Walmart super centers. And we were subsidizing each one by over $1 million a year for their employees to get social safety net benefits.
Right, they were not paying their employees a high enough wage, so then they would be qualify for safety net programs, and that costs money. So essentially, putting the cost of those employees on the taxpayer, it's like a, I don't know, it's almost like socialism.
Well, Dominic, I went to 2 hardware stores over the course of the weekend. One owned by the rich guy that used to give Scott Walker a lot of money, probably got us thrown off the former lefty talker here in Madison. Our criticism of, let's just call them Menards for namesake. But you know, I went to the local shop, and I might have spent a few more bucks, but I somehow felt better going down to the local True Value Ace Hardware.
Hey, Ace is a place for me.
Come back, you're in the right place. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is that.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom. Yes, I got
what I deserve. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, he's Batman. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's in studio in Madison with Crudy.
Talking
Matt,
thank smack you to for Crudy.
Sticking around. Matt, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, tracking all the money in politics. But I got to ask you, man, you at WIS DC, do you guys and the team over there, are you tracking the money in the U.S. Supreme Court? Because there seems to be a whole lot going on over there, Matt. What can you tell us?
Talk about needing a conflict of interest and ethics policy up at the highest court of the land. I mean, it's so corrupt. So corrupt what Clarence Thomas has been doing, getting millions of dollars on vacation trips, on yachts of his friend, the right-wing billionaire Harlan Crow.
And don't forget another $25,000 for Jenny. Another
25K for Ginny. The grandnephew gets free tuition. The mom gets the house paid for that she's still living in and gets it redecorated. I mean, this is just an enormous amount of cash she got from this donor, who's a lawyer, whose law firm has appeared in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Did Clarence Thomas recuse himself? No. Did he disclose like he's required to? No. And there we have Chief Justice Roberts just saying, you know, we can take care of things ourselves. And they're not doing squat.
Matt, I want to ask you a story a little closer to home. Bob Spindell. A judge has recommended that Bob Spindell's vote on the case of Bob Spindell. Because Bob Spindell, of course, is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner.
Which is unbelievable.
But also a participant in the fake elector scheme. As well as a guy who brags a lot about what?
Racist voter suppression?
Yes, let's call it that.
I mean, just for you put it that way, it sounds really bad, man.
But Judge Remington said today he plans to issue a written order next week after the plaintiffs, Spindell, the elections commissioners, agreed the commission should reconsider the complaint without Spindell's participation. The guy got the vote on whether or not he was at fault. And he, of course, voted he was not, but so did the rest of the elections commissioners. And I'm not clear, Matt and audience and Dom, that this is the venue. If they have committed a fraud, they should be prosecuted. This is a prosecutor's decision. And I look at the top prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin, the AG, Josh Call, our buddy, and say, where you at, Josh? And even there could be an aggressive Dane County, because this, of course, happened on the very same day when the Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, December 14, 2020, said there is no other path for Trump. Barely upheld the results of Wisconsin's election. But an hour later, these false electors committed a fraud and said, we vote for Trump anyways, even though they knew there was no legal passageway to this ever becoming a valid outcome. So, Matt, A, where's our AG? And B, it doesn't matter if Remington, the judge, is like, this is so clearly a crime. I think he's saying between the lines, like, do something about it, right?
He's also saying you can't have a fair hearing when the accused is acting as his own judge in the case, which is what Bob Spindell
judge,
was doing.
Jury and executioner.
But look, I'm totally with you on Josh Call. Our attorney general, the leading law enforcement officer in Wisconsin, has an obligation to investigate and, in my opinion, to indict these false electors. I mean, look what happened down in Georgia. A bunch of those false electors took immunity in the case that the DA down there is bringing. And, of course, the DA here in Dane County, issues on, could go after these guys, too. I mean, it seems pretty clear that they were doing something not according to Hoyle anyway. And so they need to be investigated for it. And I want Josh Call or issues on to do it. But I do want the Wisconsin Elections Commission to take seriously this complaint filed by the great folks over at Law Forward. They made credible allegations that these false electors violated our elections law. And so you got to go first to the Wisconsin Elections Commission on that. And if they continue to vote against this investigation of the false electors or continue to find that there was no wrongdoing, Law Forward can go into civil court there and say, you know, you guys got to go after these guys because the Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't do it, but you guys can't.
Well, Matt Rothschild, I recommend that you tune in right here on Civic Media because we've got our own Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Mark Thompson. He does the Paul Revere show right here at 7 o'clock. If you tune in, you can hear it.
And if you can call in and ask him, you know, how
if
come
you would like 844-967-2789. I believe it's the same phone number, but Mark goes live at 7:05. So you can ask him if you care to. But the last time Mark and all the Dems and the other two Republicans and Spindell 6-0. So that ain't really our jurisdiction. Yeah, that is
and
my
I don't
understanding.
Get that. I'm hoping that a caller will ask Mark why he and Ann Jacobs decided not to vote in favor of the complaint brought by Law Forward. And let's hear what he has to say.
Well, you can appear as a guest on one show and call it official.
You can always, we take all calls.
I'll disguise my voice.
Matt Rothschild, executive director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I jumped on the elections website. Wisconsin's commitment to election integrity. This is the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And just bear with me, if you would, please. The commission takes any allegation of election misconduct seriously, whether it is by candidates, voters, political parties, or other groups seeking to influence the outcomes of elections. Many areas of illegal election activity, however, are under the authority of local law enforcement, including police and DAs. In those cases, the commission and its staff stand ready to assist in the investigation of election complaints. That's interesting. And they have a line item. They list like 10 things, 9 things. Here's 7 and 8, briefly. Continue to proactively work with Wisconsin Department of Justice, DAs, and federal and local law enforcement to share information identified by agency staff or received by the agency that implicates a violation of Chapter 12 Wisconsin statutes. And number 8, assist law enforcement and prosecutors in specific election fraud and illegal voting cases by providing and interpreting information contained in the WIS vote related to an individual's voting method, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems to me that even maybe they don't have, Matt, the prosecutorial ability, they can certainly advise. I mean, isn't that what the commission is supposed to do? This seems to me like a legitimate complaint regarding election fraud, literal fraud, Matt. Your thoughts?
Absolutely agree. I mean, if they don't want to make a determination, they could at least say we're going to work with prosecutors, as it says in our guidance that you just read. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they say we're going to work with the Attorney General of the State of Wisconsin on this?
Now, I interviewed Josh Call at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention, and that was the very same weekend that the Roe v. Wade was overturned, that the Dobbs case came down. That happened on Friday. I interviewed Josh on Saturday, and I certainly asked him about that, but I did ask him about the false elector story.
What did he say?
And it seemed his explanation was, it's multi-jurisdictional, and it really takes a Department of Justice effort to investigate this crime. That's
U.S. Department of Justice?
Or that's what he was implying, or at least that was the answer. And I was not satisfied entirely because, of course, we know in Michigan, Dana Nessel, the attorney general there, has taken a differing tact. And while we have not seen any charges, we know that Fannie Willis down in Georgia, Fulton County, that is what, a county-level DA?
That's what issues
roughly
on.
Roughly the equivalent of the Dane County DA issues on. Well, if a crime happens in your jurisdiction, I think it is at the prosecutor's discretion. I don't think we're ever going to get the satisfactory answer we want from the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
I mean, why be a prosecutor if you're not going to go after a juicy case like this that threatens our democracy? Come on now.
Tune in. The Paul Revere Show. Putting the heat on. Mark Thompson. 7 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you, Batman, Matt Rothschild, for joining me and Dom here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Always a pleasure.
Always great to
Thanks,
see you,
Matt.
Man. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Come back with us, the Happier Monday Happy Hour. It's next. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
This Memorial Day, pledge to do better. Pledge to remember the fallen. Pledge to honor our veterans. Pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes, walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just
ABC News, I'm